Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to P.S. I Hate This Movie, a podcast where we take a realistic look into the unrealistic world of romantic comedies. I'm your host, Sarah Hunt.
And my name is James Petragallo, and welcome to hell.
Literally, quite literally.
Absolutely.
If this is your first week with us, welcome. If this is not your first week with us, welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here with us to watch and relive these wonderful tales in horrifying and excruciating detail.
More like me, live them for the first time, most of them, and just be horrified that they ever existed.
Loves it. Thank you for your Apple Podcast reviews. Thank you for your Patreon donations. Thank you for being you. Yes, we are on Patreon. Thank you for not asking. Patreon.com/YouGotHeigled, YouGotHeigld.
We talk so well.
Thank you. It's because I always learn how to spell things in threes.
It works.
We do bonus episodes over there. We talk 90 Day Fiancé. We play games like Plotsy or make your own rom-com. You're really missing out if you're not on Patreon because
those are fun.
Last week, James, one of the rom-coms that James made up just by drawing out of the buckets is Dictator Dolly.
Yeah.
So Dolly was a dictator. And if you're, if you're like on the fence about it, at least listen to that episode because
she ruled with an iron fist, but wearing a soft velvet glove. That's Dolly. Yeah. That's how she rules.
Damn. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this week we will be playing Plotsy.
Yeah.
We're going to be playing Plotsy, the game Plotsy. I show James a movie poster of a rom-com he's never seen before, and he has to guess the plot of the movie. Shocker, there's always a ton of violence.
Well,
people get
wrong.
Hit by trains, people get stabbed. Those things literally never happen in any rom-coms that we ever watch, and it's so weird
is a dangerous place.
Well, no, but the rom-com world is not.
Well,
okay.
If I wrote them, it would be. It would be perilous.
Welcome back this week because we had a week off. Just a reminder, we are doing 3 weeks on, not off, 3 weeks on and 1 week off. Wouldn't it be awesome if we did 3 weeks off?
Right. Here's your show. Here's your one show.
1 week on.
I don't know why we're doing it.
3 weeks on, 1 week off. Last week we had off, but the week before that we did Down with Love with Ewan McGregor and Renee Zellweger. And it was James's favorite movie.
There's nothing fun about that movie. At least this movie had some fun in it. Harold Ramis did this movie, so there's some, every once in a while.
Okay, now, so that's fine. So this week we did James's new favorite movie, which is Bedazzled.
I don't like this movie. I didn't like it when it came out. I don't like it now.
It's so good, and you love it.
It's one of those movies that was on TBS every Saturday
over and over. Brendan Fraser is awesome.
Again, can he ever once play a normal person that any normal person wants to spend time with in the movie world?
Excuse me. Yes.
Recluse weirdo every time.
No, in The Mummy, everybody wants to spend time with him.
Yeah, I guess. But he's still kind of a douche.
No, he's not. He's wonderful. He's rugged. He keeps you safe.
Even when he's fine, everyone else is an asshole. Like school ties when he's a Jewish guy. And he's like, he's fine. And they're all just like, he's a fucking Jew. And they liked him the day before. It's like, what the fuck is going on?
Well,
even then he can't win. Brendan Fraser is what I'm getting at.
Let's get into how poor Brendan Fraser is in this movie. We got Bedazzled, the year 2000, 1 hour and 33 minutes, which is 93. That's just
right
barely
wheelhouse.
Skating under what we deem acceptable. Starring Brendan Fraser and Elizabeth Hurley.
That's why I agreed to this. She went, it's 93 minutes, and I was like, all right, sold, let's do it.
No, I just kind of thought that we should watch a movie that
is good but bad. But you know how to sell it to me, too. Like, if it's a...
Well, of course.
If I'm on the edge, you're like, 93 minutes. I'm like, all right, sold. It works.
No, I probably put together a whole PowerPoint presentation on how hilarious Brendan Fraser is in this movie. Okay.
Oh, my.
The IMDb description. Hopeless dweeb Elliot Richards is granted 7 wishes by the devil to snare Allison, the girl of his dreams, in exchange for his soul.
Hey, well, that's what happened.
That is the most astute,
succinct,
and succinct.
Yeah. So it's a very glib
movie description.
Description
where
Perfect.
It makes sense. It like this actually happened because like there's no nuance because every other IMDb is always like you're like, well, I mean, yeah, technically, but this one is like, yeah.
Well, this one's set up very structurally. It's you get seven wishes and then this happens. That's it. They start it right from the beginning. The devil's in it like in the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And right away, it's just that's the plot. Jump on board.
Do you know why? Because the devil is in the details.
Oh, wow. Jesus Christ. This is...
Yay!
This world...
okay,
this
hold
is,
on.
Okay, yeah,
I want to go through the taglines
You're right. This is... Thank you. This is crazy.
Okay, the taglines. A bunch of them are kind of the same, but whatever. Meet the devil. She's giving Elliot seven wishes, but not a chance in hell.
All right, whatever.
You've got seven wishes. Choose carefully. Meet the devil. No one's ever been able to resist her until now.
I guess, and still, I'm like, none. At no point does he wish. I wish that this girl looked like you. That never says that. How about
which
that?
Which is upsetting.
Yeah. How about I wish you look like Elizabeth Hurley?
There's two more. Catch hell, and the she devil is giving Elliot seven wishes, but not a chance in hell.
Wait, just catch hell.
Yeah, catch hell.
That sounds like he's playing like baseball with the devil. Well, the devil's the new pitcher from, you know, they just found him.
Oh, my God. That's a new movie right there. Well, the devil is the new pitcher.
It's the opposite of The Scout, where Brendan Fraser was, again, a recluse weirdo that they found, like, in a mountain somewhere. Yeah. That pitched 120 miles an hour or whatever. Albert Brooks.
The fun fact is this is a remake. The original one is made in 1967, except for the devil was male. So, feminism.
Yeah, well,
devil can be a lady.
I mean, yeah, and if you're gonna have a movie and you're gonna say, okay, we need a devil, and you can have Elizabeth Hurley in like, you know, skimpy tight dresses, I think you just do that always. Yeah. I think, right? That's always, that's good.
I think that
not
they
to be
like,
a pig, but I
no,
mean,
she's hot.
Sarah through the whole thing, she's like, Jesus, she's hot as shit. And I'm like, it's one of those where like, it's not even
it's not subjective.
It's just like
it's that,
well, Jesus
you're
Christ,
just
yeah,
like,
she's pretty fucking hot.
You know,
yeah, that's ridiculous. Yeah.
Like in some of the things, you're just like, oh, it's just not fair. It's kind of like Rihanna. Like I've just got a real problem. Like, I've got a real problem with both of them. I'm like, it just doesn't seem right that you two get to look like that, and
that's
we're
funny.
Just all out here trying our best. Like it's just not fair. Okay,
that's funny.
So the movie begins with B-roll. It's got Earth, and it's kind of like a computer type thing where, you know, it looks like
this never like ties in with the movie either. That's what
it
I don't
says.
Understand.
It's 6.2 billion souls, and then it puts these like little blurbs over people.
Like
so one
pop-up
of them,
video.
Yeah, it's
on them.
This one's a sinner. This one's a saint. It's got this guy's honest. You know, it's kind of providing commentary.
It's like the Predator is seeing everybody through the computer and like filing them like this person's this, blah, 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 blah. But who the fuck is that? The devil? Does the devil have a filing system in a computer? It doesn't seem like it. Seems like she's like playing pool and drinking cognac at
one point.
Well,
the weird thing is that so like they put couch potato and it was weird because they put. So I think in like this scene, I think we're supposed to think that we're in Africa.
I think we're supposed to think we're in like ancient Africa, like we're supposed to think it's like back in time. So like this
person
has been going
is a couch potato, and this one's got bad credit. And then there's some lady, there's some woman working in a field, or I don't know. It was like
she's
a really
picking.
Quick
she's
thing.
Picking. It's an
and
Asian
it says
woman
workaholic,
picking.
And I was like, oh, like what?
Yeah, she's working in a field. I don't think she has a lot of choice in the matter.
How about she doesn't really want to do this manual labor? And so what do you mean workaholic? Like, I was like, I mean, I don't, okay.
Oh, man, you really love working in those strawberry fields awfully hard. No, it's like, that's what I have to do. I'm not
I'm
not enjoying
this. I have to do this to provide for my family. But that's fine. There's mama's boys. There's peeping toms. There's a virgin. This one double parks. That one's a vegetarian. Like, over a kid, it puts freeloader. It
like says a that baby.
Yeah, and then over the dog, it says neurotic. And I was like, well, I mean, yeah, dogs are super neurotic because they smell everything.
I'm sniffing and looking around and all paranoid.
But
all
James,
time.
You really had a problem with these blurbs.
They didn't make sense. They don't tie into it.
Yes.
Tell me what advantage those had as if other than if they just went into the story cold.
Okay.
What did that tell you that it didn't show like her overlooking the globe seeing these things? Had no idea. I made no connection with those two things at all.
Can I tell you what my thoughts
Please.
Were? Please. My thoughts were is that this shows us that we are all God's children, but some of us are clearly adopted.
Okay. Sure.
No, I'm just kidding. I have no idea where that comes from. You just had a really big problem with it.
Well, because it seems like one of those things that when you're writing something, it sounds like when you're reading it, it sounds like a good opening. Like, oh, what's happening here? But then, like, I feel like However, the screenplay was changed to where that wasn't connected to that anymore, but they just left it in there because that's how they had their credit sequence planned out, so they weren't going to fucking change their opening. That's what it was.
Okay, computer thing made no sense to me because it was saying like it was searching for something, and then it goes over New York City and it like scans it, and it says that there's a percentage converted, and then it goes over the Vatican City and it says that there's a percentage converted.
Yeah, like
then
too
it goes
hard.
Over San Fran. Yeah, it says too hard, and then San Francisco it says it's like 30% converted, and then it says it's just right.
Yeah,
so then it zooms in on that, and we see Brendan Fraser, and it says that he is a doormat. He's desperate. He seems to be perfect because that they keep showing you all these little different things about him.
And you didn't need to see it. The fact that he walked up dorky, opened the door for somebody, and 50 people went behind and wouldn't let him
in. Yeah, he's a...
All those things were said with that action, like in a show don't tell or type of thing. They're telling and
I
showing.
I think that they're trying to isolate a person that would be susceptible to the devil's, you know what I mean?
I get it, but they could have just shown Brendan Fraser walking up. He's a doormat. Then he walks in, like, nobody likes him at work.
Would a peeping Tom or, anything do anything? Like, you think that you'd be able to get a kid because you'd be like, hey, do you want some candy? And they'd be like, yeah, of course.
Yeah, right.
You could do that
with
me with cookies.
Yeah, you could probably.
Yeah.
We could get you hard.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's no connection. If you cut off that opening credit sequence and just open with him walking up dorky to the door, opening it. Same movie.
And then, so we see him and he's opening up the door and everybody is just walking in and not letting him go in and not even giving him a break.
He's doing,
being super Canadian, but he is at his desk. And I love that they think that these like types of cubicles are like what the cubicles are like in customer service, because there's definitely no like wall, like, you know, in customer service, you have to...
Oh, you're saying it's more open.
Yeah, it's way more of like an open collab.
Yeah, but I worked in an office in like 2001 and it was like all cubicle walls though.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I think this is from like 2000. So yeah, I think
because it's the beginning
right
of the cubicle.
This is right before they started like saying, hey, you know, let's take the walls off the cubicles, make everybody feel like they can breathe.
Oh
like
my
that
God,
was
no,
a,
it just makes you feel worse.
That's like Silicon Valley thing that kind of spread into the rest of corporate culture. But before that, it was get in your fucking box and don't move and answer that goddamn.
I worked in customer service at an insurance company, and
you're just like, that sounds awful.
I got so distracted by watching other people, and I would just be so like, ugh.
Wonder how they can fucking keep breathing.
Yeah. What are you doing now?
I want to end it
now. Speaking of wanting to end it right now, so Brendan Fraser is kind of like a dweeb, but he's like a mean jerk. Like, he lectures some lady for being late and then he says it's a joke. Like, he's not personable at all.
No, he's that kind of guy that's got like that. He's the guy in the office that tells you that joke that's not funny, but then he's like, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. He's like, being a dick. He's like, the rest of us started work at 9 o'clock, and she's like, okay.
Yeah, it's like 9:04.
And then he's like, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
And it's like,
hey, I'm just kidding.
All right, so you're making, but like, he doesn't seem to be their boss.
No, he's not.
That would be like maybe a boss type joke where it's like a bad joke, but
in his mind, this is charming.
Yeah.
He thinks he's charming.
Well,
he goes
he's definitely trying
people.
To make friends because he wants to play basketball with Orlando Jones. Orlando Jones is one of his coworkers, and he's like, Brendan Fraser's like, oh yeah, so what time are you playing? He's like, oh, 6:30. And he goes, well, you know, hopefully it's 6:30 because last time I was showing up, you guys were just leaving.
And he's like, how embarrassed were you?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh yeah, man, sorry about that.
Yeah, so it just seems like nobody likes him, but like it seems like he's mean, so it's kind of warranted.
Yeah, no, he's a douche. Yeah. He's that guy in the office that's a complete douche. He thinks he's charming and personable and like, you know, one of those guys. But you're like, that guy probably, and you know that guy has like wife and kids too. And you're like, someone fucking lives with that guy.
Yeah.
What must it be like?
Yeah, so he's trying to make plans with Orlando Jones. He's trying to make plans with the guy that plays Mike on Reno 911, one of the prisoners. And he's
that's
got
a big brain.
Got an...
Put Mike in his big brain right there. Sorry.
This is your brain. That's a pretty big brain.
This is all meth over here.
This is your brain on meth.
There's still a lot of brain over here, man.
Yeah, it's still a pretty big brain.
Still
okay.
A pretty big brain.
So he shows up at the bar and sees everybody there, and they're like all hiding from him like this is the lunchroom in eighth grade.
Yeah, the next the next 7 minutes of the movie are right out of somebody's failed high school script. It's super
so strange. He goes up and he sits with them and they're like, oh, like, you know, they're Orlando Jones pulls his jacket up and tries to hide. They're hiding behind his menus and like it was just weird. But anyway, so he goes and he sits next to them. And then as he sees some broad walk up, he's like, he stops and stares at her and it's Allison. And they're like, oh my God, I can't believe that you have a crush on her. And they're like making fun of him for liking her. And then
like, you're never going to talk to her.
She's way out of your league,
literally,
bro.
Yeah. Like she hangs out with the football team. Like
she's on the sales team, bro.
They went just short of saying she's the head cheerleader.
Yeah.
And you know, only goes out with the quarterback.
We're in customer service. She's on the sales team, bro.
Hey, dude, that's like not even close, bro.
Yeah. She works in a different floor.
Oh, no, not a different floor.
So one of the guys says like, okay, like, so you won't, one, no. So Brendan Fraser says to one of the guys, he's like, I get it. You're not going to let me sit here and relax and have a fun time with my friends until I go talk to her. I get it. And it's just weird because I've actually heard that Brendan Fraser is like the nicest person in the whole world. So like for him to play mean, you were like, ugh, like I don't like this side of you, Brendan Fraser.
It's strange because I don't know. I haven't seen every Brendan Fraser movie there is, but
I think I have.
I've never seen him be like
mean.
a douche that someone would. Yeah. Like he's always got a certain, there's an innocence to his character always. You know
he's
what
always
I mean?
Like super nice and like.
Well, even like he's either like a caveman or he's like he lived underground or whatever the case may be. He's just like this kind of blank slate innocent thing. He's never just like, you're never like, ah, get the fuck away, Brendan Fraser.
But he walks up to her. So as she's walking by him, like his mouth is like on the floor. He doesn't seem to be able to like say any words or anything like that. And then he's his normal Brendan Fraser self where he's like, I think she's the most beautiful girl in the whole world.
Yeah, she's.
So that's why his character didn't make any sense. But anyway, so he just walks right up to this Allison girl and he's talking to her and
he's taunted to go up to.
He's like. Well, but like he kind of taunted himself because he's like, I get it, you know, like whatever. And
most of the time in history that men have gone up to women, it's because they've had other men making fun of them, telling them they won't. So I feel like if men didn't do that, there would be half the population in the world right now. If men would just shut the fuck up and stop making fun of their friends, we could really curb the overpopulation problem. Stop.
Wow.
Everybody, if your friend wants to go up and try to bang her, he will.
Yeah.
Don't encourage him.
Shoot him down.
Let it all happen naturally.
Himself.
Yeah, he's going to embarrass himself naturally. Let it happen.
So he walks up to her and he's just like, oh, hey, like we talked to each other 3 years ago. I said it was super wet outside because it was raining.
It's like it was the first week of June 3 years ago.
But he's being like super weird and but like confident about being weird, which was the most upsetting part.
Yeah, that's the thing about his character is everything he does. He doesn't seem to have like an, oh, I just said the wrong thing. He doesn't have that.
He has no shame. He's just like, I'm fucking killing it.
Charming.
I am talking about that it was rainy outside. And because he's like, it was wet because it was raining. And she goes, yeah, I could figure that out. So
it'd be weird if you said it otherwise.
She walks away and he says out loud at the bar, dear God, I would give anything to have that girl in my life. And then cue wild thing and a pool cue. Comes
cue
down off the down the stairs and it rolls up to him. Here's Elizabeth Hurley, who is infinitely hotter than Allison. Allison is gorgeous. She's gorgeous. She's
whatever.
Beautiful.
She's fine. But
Elizabeth Hurley, yeah. I was like, okay.
Elizabeth Hurley's silly.
You think that you would just abandon all feelings for Allison as soon as you saw Elizabeth Hurley?
No, she's like silly hot and she's got like a proper English accent too. Oh. Like it's like, Jesus Christ, come on. That's not even fair. That's not right. That's like they built a robot. It's like, you know, it's like weird science is happening right now.
Yeah, it's upsetting.
And she still looks like that now. That's fucked up.
I know.
That's she looks like
we're not all so blessed.
You can't look at her now and go 20 years is going to be harsh to you, sweetheart. You go, Jesus, she's going to look even better. You're just the same in 20 years. Like, fuck, you can't even have that on her.
We're all out here trying our best.
Yeah,
thank you, Elizabeth Hurley, for making us have some type of, you know, I don't know.
Normally, you can look at people, you know, I can look at an actor from 25 years ago and I can be like, well, you ain't going to be that great pretty soon, asshole. You know, but like with her, it's like, well, fuck. It's never going to stop.
It's okay. Yeah, that's going to be Rihanna like in 20 years.
Oh, yeah,
I'm going to be upset.
And, yeah, not fair.
Anyway, so Elizabeth Hurley just comes out with it. So he brings the cue ball back up to Elizabeth Hurley and he's like, bah, 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 bah. Like, you know, can't. come out with words.
Yeah.
And she just comes out with it, and she's like, so who was that girl you were with? And he goes, oh, that's this lady that I work with, like, whatever. And she's like, oh, I heard that you wanted to have her in your life. How did you hear that? And so she says, like, let's go somewhere quiet so we can talk. And then she says, what's the matter? Aren't you attracted to me? Everybody is.
Duh.
You don't
yeah.
have to question that at
this
all.
This guy's wearing a members-only jacket. He just came in his pants. Are you kidding me? Yes,
oh,
he's attracted to her.
Also, that members-only jacket, didn't it look like he was wearing the exact same outfit? Like, he walked off the Blast from the Past set and onto this one?
Yeah, that was like, he had like a 50s version of a members-only jacket.
I was like, what are you doing? Are you looking for the adult bookstore? What's happening?
That light blue is like the Brendan, when we want Brendan Fraser to be a dork, he wears baby blue.
Where's your big bag full of baseball cards?
That's what,
like,
all
what's
he
happening?
Needed. Yeah.
But anyway, so he's like a 15-year-old again, and he says, no, I think you're hot.
Yeah, he goes,
it's like,
I
yeah,
think
of course.
You're hot.
Yeah, everybody does.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah. So anyway, Elizabeth Hurley, she says, how would you like to make a wish and have everything that you've ever wanted? So Brendan Fraser rightfully thinks that she's a Scientologist. He thinks that she's a hooker because she's like, okay, let's talk business.
Yeah,
and he goes, okay.
Yeah, hey, yeah.
Hold on a minute.
Which, a guy of his stature, if they have a woman who looks like Elizabeth Hurley coming on to them, should assume that she is either, you know, in business, or like, she should not assume that she actually wants to have, you know, gratis sex
fair.
With him. It's true, though. It's just life.
She's no, super hot.
Every guy would be like, what's going on here? Like, you know, is
but
there a camera?
Do you
like,
remember? This is the part where she says that she's the devil. She's like, no, I'm not a Scientologist. Like, this is real. Like, I'm the devil. And one of my favorite, like, early 2000s things that there was, you know, like, welcome to my ool. Notice there's no P in it. So let's keep it that way. Like, that was really type, like, the groaner thing. And he says, okay, I think you've had too many martinis. And I loved it. I'm so happy. That makes me so happy. I love it when people do that stuff. Oh,
like that, again, right off Blast from the Past. He's just blending characters now. It's the next year, 2 years
Mr.
later.
Mr. Perry Como.
Yeah.
No, I think...
Because Blast from the Past was
99?
98, 99?
I think it was 99.
99.
Okay.
This was 2000, right?
So I love that she says... Do you, that's why I said I think that he walked off the set
right
of Blast from the
it.
Past. And he's like, hi, guys. I'll
everybody.
See you later.
How you doing? Hmm.
Hello, Elizabeth Hurley. Nice to see you.
Like, be Blast from the Past, but sort of a dick, too.
I will be making out with you. Great.
Yeah. Terrific.
I'm very excited
right
about
from
this.
Silverstone to Hurley, huh? This
yeah.
Is not a bad...
Oh, wow, James.
Year.
That's a good year for
it's
you.
It's a pretty good year for the Frage. Let's just say that. It's not doing too shabby.
The funny thing is I actually forgot about James's Alicia Silverstone for like 20 seconds.
Oh, no.
When you mentioned Alicia Silverstone, I was like, oh, yeah.
Black. Shit. Now I'm never going to hear the end of it. You have no idea. She'll just pick on me forever about it.
It's fun.
That's for you.
Okay. So she says, do you think your parents just made me up so that you'll be a good boy? And then she asks him, do you want to be liked? Do you want to be loved? How about respected or feared? Make a wish. So he wishes for a Big Mac and a large Coke.
She says, make a wish so I can prove it to you.
I'll make anything happen. Like, make a wish and I'll show you that I am the devil.
Exactly.
And so as soon as he says he wants a Big Mac and a large Coke, the bus shows up and she takes him over to McDonald's and then she makes him buy a Big Mac and a large drink.
She orders it and
also,
then he pays for
no
it.
Also, no fries.
Well, he didn't say he wanted fries. He said he wanted a Big Mac and a Coke. So then the guy said fries and she said no.
Did you notice how much it was?
$3.47
for a Big Mac and a large Coke.
Which
you can get two Whoppers, 2 for $6 at Burger King.
That's true, but they used to do like sometimes they do like $2 Big Macs. Sometime back.
Well, that because like it's $1 now for any size drink at McDonald's.
Yeah,
which
is, cheaper
is
than
unparalleled.
It was, yeah,
because all these other fucking places. Where did I go?
Burger King that time.
Burger King, and it was fucking what $2.99. I drove away.
I think it was like three something for a large
soda. Oh, yeah, it was
soda,
like 3.14
like,
or whatever.
What are you talking
okay,
about?
Okay, so James was on the road. I wasn't
no.
feeling very well. And I went to go get, this was a couple years ago, and then I went to go get a Sprite. I was like, because there's a Burger King. There was a Burger King like down the street from our house.
Yeah, right across from the methadone clinic.
So I went to, thanks for bringing that up. now everybody's going to fucking talk about that. Okay, No, so I went over to Burger King and I ordered a large Sprite because I was like, I don't feel good. Like, I just, you know, whatever. And I went
she
and I got
to go to the methadone clinic. She was sick.
Yeah, I had the shakes.
She was junk sick.
Yeah, so they said it's going to be like $3.14, and I went, oh, no, and I just drove out of the drive-thru when I left. I felt bad because like they poured the soda, but I was also like, I will not pay $3.14
for that.
That's
obscene.
Because I've worked at restaurants before, and they've told me how much it costs.
Yeah, and it's
and
a
I'm
dollar.
Like, it's not $3.14.
It's a dollar at McDonald's. You're not going to overpay.
Yeah, so I ended up driving further, and I got the dollar beverage. So like, I'm sorry, Burger King. Oh no, they're renovating. Okay. So she takes him to, Elizabeth Hurley takes Brendan Fraser, pronouns pal, to some underground dance club, which seemed to be like all the rage in the late 90s. Because did you watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
No.
I watched it religiously,
not.
Of course. And I always thought that when Buffy went to the bronze, it was. Yeah. Awesome.
Well, that underground, you know, thing in the 90s, I was, it's got no sign on the door.
Where you have, what's that one, Portishead? Like, where, like, that band, Portishead?
Yeah.
What are they doing? Always playing at the bronze.
Oh, okay.
It was always,
that's
like,
why.
Some, like, grunge, like, Fiona Apple.
I'm glad,
like,
I never watched Buffy.
Okay.
I saw the Buffy movie, but then they changed.
Of course you did.
Well, yeah, because it was... What's her
and
name?
Also,
Christy Swanson.
Yeah, I was going to say, and you thought she was cute.
Yeah, but she is batshit nowadays. She's crazier than Alicia Silverstone. She has gone off the fucking deep end of nuts.
Does that make your teenage self sad that Alicia Silverstone's an anti-vaxxer?
Yeah, she's fucking crazy. Yeah.
That's the only reason why I'm fine with making...
She's
that's
crazy.
That's the only reason why I make fun of him for...
The other one's... what was it about if you were like a hot, like, you know, semi-teenager in the 90s? You are fucking nuts now. What happened?
No, but everybody loved you and revered you and nobody told you, so you didn't have to work to, like, have a personality or be smart or anything like that. I had a bowl cut, James. I've had to work hard to have the best personality.
So. I guess you did, yeah.
My sunshine disposition is still the greatest.
Maybe, but man, every one of those actresses are fucking crazy.
This underground dance club is full of everybody who loves him. As soon as he gets out of the car, they're like, oh my God, Elliot, and they're taking 800 million pictures of him. All these ladies want to dance with him. They're throwing their underwear at him. And then this big tray full of the cookies that his grandma used to bake show up and he goes, are these the cookies that my grandma used to bake?
These look like the cookies my grandmother used to bake. And he bites, he goes, these are the cookies my grandmother used to bake. How did you do that?
Which, by the way, I think I said this to James. I was looking at him. I said, you couldn't get me to believe that you're the devil or be interested in consorting with you by getting people to like me. I don't want people to like me. I want cookies.
I was going to say, the cookies would be a really good play for you, though.
That would be your first...
Yeah, if I ever wanted to, like, lead her somewhere, I would put cookies on the ground, like in a cartoon follow a trail of cookies.
I know how to allure you to do something like it's only going to take, like, 35 minutes, and then you'll be like, okay, but you're like, hey, we can get cookies. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, the cookies, I'll lure you right in. Anyway, I could take her right off a cliff if there was cookies. I'd just line them up.
Yeah, our neighbor will put cookies in our mailbox and she'll message me and she'll go, well, there's cookies in your mailbox. And I get up immediately, whatever I'm doing, and I run outside and I go get them.
Next thing you know, she's eating cookies.
Okay, so she takes him to her office, a la Tony Soprano, and she is like, she shows him
in the back of the Bing over here.
Yeah, she shows him her devilish self, you know, like a guy with a three-piece suit on. And now he believes her because she just transformed right in front of him.
He's like, you don't look like the devil. And she's like, should I go with this? And she's like, it's kind of trick or treat. Fucking, you know, the guy with the horns and all that.
You don't look like the devil. Hey. You're so fucking hot. Yeah, that's what the whole movie should have been.
I think I'd be walking around fucking hard as a rock the whole time I was hanging out with the devil. That's really weird.
It was weird that she kept like bringing up Allison. And if I was Brendan Fraser, I'd be like, Allison, who?
Who are we talking about Allison again? What's up with you?
You keep bringing this Allison broad up and I'm just...
Make another one of you. Can we do that? Is that a thing? Can I have that?
Like a clone of yourself that's not the devil? That sounds awesome.
But we'll keep the accent though. Yeah. Keep the accent.
I just don't want you to...
Less evil.
Yeah.
You know, same wardrobe. What do you say?
Yeah.
That's what he should... I think
all of this.
Yeah, all of that.
So he asks, the first question that, you know, everybody wants to know, including Brendan Fraser, is if there is a God. So she says, like, don't ask me, you know, okay, fine. Yes, there is a God. And you know, he's whatever. And Brendan Fraser goes, oh, so he's a man. And she says, yes, all men think that they're gods, but this one just happens to be one.
This one just happens to be right. Yeah. And the whole thing, like, she, it's very, like, casual. No, of course, and blah, 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 and don't ask if there's a God.
Well, yeah, because you have to be so bored by it if you're the devil.
Yeah, this is so over and over and over. Plus, they, like, make it, and then through the whole movie, like, the devil and the God and the devil have a real, like, kind of Wile E. Coyote Roadrunner relationship where they, at the end of the day, they're like, hey, it's, you know,
once they
punch
out,
they're
yeah.
It's fucking weird.
But the weird, so this to me was just kind of like, you know, everybody else, like when I worked at the Dollar Tree when I was 17 and people would come in and they'd be like, do you get a discount? Or they'd ask you like, where's the tree? And you're like, what tree? And they're like, the Dollar Tree. And you're like, ugh, okay. Like you just get these like annoying people things that, you know, so I think that that's what she's trying to do is that like everybody asks me the same question. This is the worst. It's stupid. You should know how this works.
That wouldn't even be in the first 10 questions I would ask the devil.
What would you ask Elizabeth Hurley as the devil?
I don't know. But not, is there a God? That
do I sell my soul to go out with you? That would be my first question.
I would just assume if there's a devil, there's probably a God of some kind.
Yeah.
Or if not, then I guess she's the only one, then she is God, even though she's
the
devil. Either way, not really my concern.
And then she says, let's look at the contract. And I'd be like, we'll talk about the contract in a second. Are we going out right now?
Yeah, what's up with this?
Are we? What are we?
You told me. You kind of came on to me a little bit.
You were kissing me before.
You like, are you cock teasing me or what? The devil of cock tease.
I have some, a lot of unresolved issues.
Okay, you know, hey, you know, what am I going to do here? The devil's abroad and she's a cock tease. I don't know what to do with this.
No, but yeah, I think that you would immediately ask her, what are we, as soon as you sat down. So are we going out?
Yeah. Are we fucking or what?
So they go over the contract and she says that he gets to make 7 wishes in exchange for his soul. And so all these wishes can be whatever you want. It's anything that you want, you know, whatever. And she just says, you know, the soul is really useless and you don't even really need it. And like, she's just doing all that stuff.
Yeah.
And he says,
and that's what it seems to be in this movie too. The soul seems to have no consequence at all. So the whole thing of the movie
is real, man.
Pointless.
The soul has no consequence. It's all in your mind.
So then who fucking cares?
That's what I mean. Nobody cares about
the premise of this movie.
Yeah.
Stupid then.
So Brendan Fraser says, if the soul is so useless, then what do you want it for? Great point.
Sure.
What do you fucking want me to sign a contract for if it's,
but
know?
Isn't it just scoreboard with the God and the devil thing? Aren't they just scoreboarding for fucking,
but he wasn't
souls?
Like, what's the point? Like, are we in competition with somebody? Like, why am I selling my soul to you?
Who
what
are
do
we
you
versus?
Want it for? Yeah.
That's what it was.
Who are we versus? What's happening? Why? Yeah. So anyway, she shows him a video of him as Fabio making out with Allison to get him to...
In the mood.
Yeah. Well, to get him to want to sign the contract and like make the wishes.
Fabio Fraser's like, sign it. Sign the contract.
Sorry, Fabio?
Yeah, Fabio.
Fabio.
Fraser. Don't tell me how to pronounce Italian shit. How dare you, German-Irish girl.
That's what he says his name is. He says it's Fabio.
I don't care what the fuck he says about
it. I am Fabio.
I didn't say Fabio.
Fabio.
Fabio's fine for him.
He doesn't
fuck
like
that
it.
Guy. That's a guy. There you go. What are you looking like now, Fabio?
Yeah, let's see what Fabio is looking like.
I'm sure, probably.
He's probably gorgeous. It's fine.
No, his face has got to be a wrinkled mess.
I love that Elizabeth Hurley. It's one of the great... She's so good in comedic roles. She goes, I love this hair on you.
Yeah. I love this hair.
And then I think you do whatever Elizabeth Hurley says to do with your hair.
Probably. I mean,
I'd like a hair Elizabeth Hurley.
Consultation.
Please look at my Twitter picture and tell me what hair do I need.
Yeah.
I would like your opinion. Anyway. So she tells him if one of your wishes goes wrong, you can take this pager out and dial 666 and kind of get out of the scenario.
Yeah.
But okay. So I have a lot of questions, and this is where my questions begin, all right? So she's like, here's this video, and if you make all these wishes, you can end up having Allison, right? And you can, like, you can be making out with her.
It was like a timeshare.
And then she'll
be
like, please, Elliot, please sign. Yeah. Like, you know, da-da-da. But, like, wouldn't you have any kind of, like, pre-buyer's remorse and be like, what if I don't actually like her that much? Like, what if she sucks?
That's the thing. Like, that's the sticking point, too. It's not like they work closely together and, you know, they're friends, but, you know, he's just stuck in the friend zone, but he's in love with her because they talk every day. It's not, he talked to her for a total of 12 seconds in his entire life.
And he embarrassed himself.
He does not even know if he would enjoy this talking to this person or being with this person whatsoever. And let's be honest, she's fine, but she's not like so hot spot where it would be like, I don't even care if she fucking
she's
is
no
a mute.
Elizabeth Hurley.
No, it's I mean she's fine, but I mean like there's no you would be like, I'm gonna make sure I like this woman before yeah. I say that I'm gonna like literally commit with a yeah. contract with the devil to get a hold of her. It doesn't
is
make sense.
My soul worth this?
Yeah, who knows? You might get whether and you're like this fucking
can I just like
boring.
Yeah, I'll do the 7 wishes and then I'll do like where I hang out with you for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, can I? Is there like an experimental wish?
Yeah,
can I have a?
Because what if I don't like her?
Yeah, is there? So I mean, is there
that
any?
Sucks.
Is there like a lemon law on this
yeah.
wish thing?
Mm-hmm.
What do
yeah.
we got going on?
So, so she's like, okay, cool. So here's your pager. You can call out. You know, you can just dial 666 if you don't want to be there anymore. Like whatever. I've got places to go. I've got people to condemn to a fiery torment. So she's, yeah. you know, like let's get it on. So he says that his first wish. Which is weird that he doesn't just ask for, I want to be the guy in the video that you just showed me who is making out with. And
yeah.
she's like, please, Elliot, please be with me. So his first wish is he says, I want to be married to Allison. I want to be very, very rich and very, very powerful. Okay, so that's not very specific.
That's my problem with this. He doesn't even think about it.
Oh, God. Well, you would take 4 months to
and
create your
first wish. And my
wish
would be correct and I would beat the devil. That's my point.
So
you know
are
I
you,
would.
Who
you
are
know
you versus,
I would.
James? You are versus the devil.
You know I would beat the devil. Yeah. I would outsmart him because I wouldn't, or her, or whatever, because I wouldn't take a wish and just be like, oh, I want to be with that chick and be rich and powerful.
Okay, question.
That's ridiculous.
What if I was Allison?
I would
and
still be
Elizabeth
smarter
Hurley
about it.
And then Elizabeth Hurley was the devil.
Okay.
Would you still want to go out with me or Elizabeth Hurley?
Yeah. Well,
okay.
First of all, we're talking about the devil. And a
no,
hypothetical
I'm talking about
wish
Elizabeth
situation.
Hurley.
So obviously, I am having you and Elizabeth Hurley at the same time, clearly.
Wow.
No,
okay.
No, seriously. But I am, no, you. The way he said it, though, obviously,
yeah.
is like, I wish we were married and rich and powerful. Like, that's too vague.
Yeah.
And I, when he said it, I was like, Jesus Christ, could you be any more vague? And then obviously the situation.
Well, yeah, because that creates that. Comedy. So, because his wishes do get more elaborate as the movie goes on. But
yeah,
his first
he
wish,
tries to refine them and makes it worse.
He is a Colombian drug lord and he speaks great Spanish so he's doing like the oh my teacher would be so you know happy to know that I speak good Spanish because she said I'd never put together and the guy's like okay so he wakes up he's a Colombian drug lord he speaks wonderful Spanish he's married to Allison but Allison is cheating on him with her English tutor Raul.
She's banging Raul
and it turns out that Allison actually hates Brendan Fraser's whole guts.
Oh,
she does
him.
Not like him at all. She despises him. And it seems like he is spending more time being a Colombian drug lord than he is being married to Allison because he's like, I got to go check out the horses at the stable. Oh, no, there's trouble at the factory, so I got to go look at this. He discovers that he sells cocaine, and they caught Pablito stealing cocaine. So he's like in a shootout with some guy who's going to take over.
It's Raul. Raul comes to take over everything. He said, I...
No, that wasn't Raul.
Well, First, it was Russian guys that were mad about the product. And then Raul popped up and he said, I took your wife and now I'm going to take your business. And that was the whole point.
No, I thought that he said, you lost your business and then you lost your wife and now you lost your business.
Yeah,
okay,
to
well,
me,
whatever.
It was Raul.
So anyway, he dials 666 from a helicopter. Like he's falling out of the helicopter. He dials 666 on the pager and he lands on a car where we see Elizabeth Hurley. She's a cop and she's giving people parking tickets. Like she's reversing all the meters and giving people parking
snapping
tickets.
Snapping her fingers and they say expired.
Which is weird because it really doesn't do anything for her because...
She's just causing strife, and I think that's all she's trying to do.
Yeah, because she also undoes all the lights so that it causes a bunch of accidents.
Yeah, she makes
whatever.
All the lights turn green so everybody crashes.
So he's like, how could you make me a drug dealer? Why did you have Allison hate me? Well, because semantics. Like, it's just like when I was in drama class in high school, and I remember my teacher said to, write down on a piece of paper, how do you make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Yeah.
And then you had to, and then he would act out exactly what people said, so...
But like this one is one
luckily,
of those.
Luckily, I'm neurotic enough that my sandwich is pretty good.
Yeah, this one is one of those specifics where it's like, I get if he blew the first one.
Yeah.
I get it. He got excited. He didn't think it through. He was just like, I'm married and rich and powerful. Okay, great. Now you know that if you're not specific, you're going to end up like this. So you would think at this point, you go, I'm going to take a minute.
Yeah.
And I'm going to write this whole thing out and go, what if I, oh, but then this could be that. Okay, no, I got to be more specific. Like, who the fuck wouldn't do that?
No, instead, he just does what every normal person does, and they just go straight to the overcorrect in the other direction, in the complete opposite.
Backlash it.
So he says, because Elizabeth Hurley says that women hate wealth and power, and you know they don't, they're not attracted to that. So they break into Allison's apartment, and apparently they're like invisible. But
yes, they're an invisible team at that point.
Yeah.
She says,
so they're invisible. Yeah. Allison can't see you. If she walks, if she bumps into you, she's not even going to notice. Like, don't worry about it. So they're reading into her journal, and the journal says that she wants a sensitive man.
She's looking for somebody, sensitive and blah, blah, blah.
So his second wish is that he wishes that he were the, I wish I were the most emotionally sensitive man in the world, and I want Allison to love me.
Yes.
Again, semantics.
Again, exactly. Not great. He should really have thought that one through.
This is one of my favorite ones that they have. They're on a beach. Brendan Fraser cries at a sunset. He's, you know,
he's constantly crying.
He's constantly crying at the sunset. He's writing sonnets. He's, you know, drawing pictures of her and whatever.
He's just a pussy.
He says that he never wipes his tears. He wears them proudly like little salty, wet badges of honor. And I love that Elizabeth Hurley interrupts their moment when they almost kiss. She's wearing this like out of this world bikini, and like she's got these big dogs, and it's like this black like leather bikini. I was, I'm like, it's not fair how hot she is. It's just not.
This is like the equivalent of like a woman saying they want a sensitive guy, and the guy being like, oh, oversensitive like this, and then being like ridiculous to the point where she doesn't like him. This would be like,
no, you want the guy to be sensitive to issues that you have.
This is like the equivalent of if a guy was like, I just want a broad who's like filthier, and then she's just like, look at my pussy in the middle of the mall and shit like that. You're like, Jesus, I wanted to be filthy, but not that filthy. Like I feel like that's the same equivalent.
In my Christian home.
I want him to be sensitive, but you know, to the point of,
yeah,
sensitive, but not fucking crying at the sunset while writing me a sonnet. Calm the fuck down, dude.
So the guys that he works with come over and they start kicking sand at him. And one of my favorite lines from the movie.
They're in the whole thing like the Scarecrow and the Tin Man and shit. Like they're in every scenario. They play a different trio.
So they kick sand in his face and he says, you know, fellas, instead of confrontation, why don't we all just sit down together, have some salad with dolphin-safe tuna, and see if we can't start a dialogue?
So then they kick more sand
at him. And then, you know, he's trying to say, like, who do you guys think that you are? You guys are terrible people and blah, blah, blah. And then the one guy asks, Allison, you want to go get a beer? And she's like, yeah, cool, no problem. Because the whole time she's trying to, like, have a talk with him.
Yeah.
She's trying to say, like, okay, Elliot, like, you know, I just want to talk about something. Like, I know we've been together for the last 3 weeks. Yeah. And he's like, the three most magical weeks.
And she's, I love you.
And she's like, okay, yeah, I love you too. But like, you know, and then he starts crying at the sunset, or the, you know, people kick sand in him or whatever. Yeah. And so she says, oh, where's your car? And she goes, oh, it'll only be a minute. Like, I'm just going to go get a beer. And he goes, actually, I live like 40 minutes away. So they go in his van. That's vanning.
Yeah, that's the other thing. He's like, I got a van.
And she says to Elliot that she just wants to be with someone who ignores her and pretends to care what she thinks so that he can get into her pants.
And the guy's like, that's me.
Yep.
And so they hop in his van.
He starts crying. Brendan Fraser starts crying again. And, you know, it's just funny. It's too beautiful. And he dials 666 on the
he's
pager.
Crying at the sunset. Yeah.
And so he's like, lands in a fountain. It's so weird, the places that he shows up. I'm like,
yeah, and there's no logic to that either.
Yeah, there's
not
no
like,
logic.
Like Back to the Future, like he appears where it would be in the 50s. Yeah. So if he's on this road and that road doesn't exist, now you're in a field.
Well, I also understand.
There's logic to this.
Like Brendan Fraser was falling from the helicopter in the first one, so he's going to land out of the sky. Like I was like, I guess, but
I mean, yeah.
Why was he in a fountain?
That's what
he was,
I mean.
Just on the beach, so why wouldn't he?
Yeah, there's where, no, yeah, yeah.
There's no rhyme or reason to it. I think it's just supposed to be like ridiculous and whatever. But anyway, that's fine.
It's so silly.
Brendan Fraser says, I come up with these wishes and you come up with ways to ruin them. Okay, but that's kind of more fun.
It's also, she's the devil, stupid. Like, it's not like you're dealing with somebody. It's not like you're dealing with someone who's sort of shady in their business practices. It's literally the fucking devil.
Yeah,
what do you expect?
Let me tell you something. People tell you who they are.
I'm the devil. Expect treachery.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Did you not remember that I was just making people's parking meters expire so that I could charge them for tickets.
I caused a 20-car pileup. There could have been babies and old people in those cars. I don't know what happened. I could have fucked people with broken necks. There's whiplash. Cars are smashing.
I also made you pay the $3.47 for the Big Mac and the Coke. It's not like that was on the house.
Yeah, you're clearly a dick. She's clearly a dick.
So she starts crying, and she says that she's trying her best, and, you know, I just want you to like me, and the whole time I'm just like, she's just trying to make him, because he immediately falls for it, and he's like, okay, yeah, like, I didn't mean to make you cry type of thing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, like, I want you to, I'm sorry, it's my fault, you know.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to ruin the
behavior.
Whole thing.
Toxic behavior, notice when people do that, that's toxic behavior.
Well, she's the devil.
I know.
The devil's toxic.
Okay, so what have we learned so far, like, to Brendan Fraser? And he says that women don't really know what they want. So, which I don't think that we can do that down to women only. I think nobody really
knows
what they want. Because
that's not gender specific.
No, that's not gender specific. And also, like, you have no idea because you're not in tune with yourself, bro.
True. I think it's not gender specific. But I think women think they know what they want more and actually seem to quite sure about it. And men act like they don't know what they want, but they actually know what they want. They're just embarrassed to say it. It's a weird thing.
With women and girls, like, I mean, now I know that we're all taught and raised to take care of ourselves and, you know, whatever. But you also want to, we're always looking out for somebody who will help take care of us and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But we don't mean, like, take care of us as in paying for everything or, you know, like, whatever. Like, take care of us as humans. We just think, like, somebody's going to, like, your partner is going to listen about your period shits. Like, that's all we want. We want somebody to be like, I'm having a problem right now. And then the person will listen to you.
No, I get that. No, that makes sense. But, like, when we watch, like, Mad Men, okay, we laugh at all the girls when they talk to each other and they call each other, hey, girls. All these women are like, you know, well, I mean, if you do that, maybe you'll get married. You know what I mean? So, like, we laugh at, like, oh, my God, all they want to do is get married.
Well, yeah, because, like, back in those days, that's what we were looking for.
Not back in those days. All the time, because when you watch all these romantic comedies from the last 20 years, it's still the exact same goal. They're all just still like, I just wish we'd get married.
But
we've been seeing each other for 3 years. I just wish we'd get married. It's the exact same thing.
No, true. But notice that now that they have careers in it.
Yeah, they have a career, but they still want to get married.
In Mad Men, Joni didn't want to work there all the time. She wanted to get married. And then, but, like, now it's like, okay, I have the career, but where's the love of my life?
Exactly, but it's like, they still...
You don't have to be fulfilled by anything.
That's what I mean. In these movies, I'm not saying that in real life it's like that, but in the movies, they still, like...
Yes, agreed.
Never give the women more of a desire than to get married. Like, that's always the most...
The third wish, which I'd like to know, James, if this is an actual wish that men have. The third wish is he says that he wants to be big and he wants to be strong and he wants to be athletic and he wants to be rich and he wants to be liked.
I think everybody has that. Everybody wants to be...
But does everybody want to be a professional athlete? Does every boy want to be a professional athlete?
I think at some point, if they like sports, at some point when they're a kid, they all want to be a cool job.
When I was a little kid, I wanted to be an NFL player.
I know.
I really wanted to play football.
Well, too bad you didn't grow a little more.
I know.
But
I could have done it.
No, if you have any desire for sports, then that seems like a cooler job than whatever your parents are doing, I'm sure.
Yeah. So he wants to be a professional basketball player, and he is on this team, the Diablos. This is actually my favorite scene in the entire movie. He's like 7'6". He's like 7'6". He's like the best player ever. The coworker people are the commentators on the game, and they're, you know, commenting. They're like, he's great. He's like Michael Jordan. He's better than Michael Jordan.
He's got like 110 points and 42 rebounds, and he's having the greatest
MVP
game.
And he's spitting glass at your ass and all that stuff.
Yeah, he's breaking backboards.
And then he's in, you know, he's being interviewed by one of the guys, and they're like, you know, how do you think that went last tonight? And you got to go out there. You got to give it 110%.
Yeah, he's dumb now.
If you want to play good, you hope you play good. And I think we played pretty good.
All the sports cliches.
There's no I in team.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he's sweatier than Patrick Ewing.
Yeah, he's pouring sweat onto the guy's glasses and shit that's interviewing him.
I know Patrick Ewing was a really good basketball player when I was a kid, because like I grew up obviously in Chicago with Michael Jordan, Rodman, and Pippen, so like that those were my dudes. But also Patrick Ewing was one of my favorite players. But I always remember, I was like, he's so sweaty.
He's always a very sweaty, guy, yeah.
But good for him, because he's working it.
Every time he'd be shooting free throws, because I grew up a Knicks fan, obviously, the guy with the squeegee mop thing would have to come out. Yeah. He's shooting free throws, he'd shoot one, and the guy would have to come out and squeegee in front of him.
So sweaty.
And then he'd fucking shoot the other one, because he had left a puddle in front of him.
And that's, you know what? I'm proud of him, because I sit at home, and I eat cookies, and he is...
He's a 7 foot fucking one, 280-pound man running up and down a basketball court. You're going to sweat a little bit. Yeah, you know.
So Allison turns out to be the sports reporter, and she says that she wants to do something exclusive and intimate with
him. Yeah, she
digs
him now.
She thinks he's great. She's, you know, giving him the eyes, and you must have a huge talent, because he's like 7'6".
Yeah.
And I can't imagine how big your ego must be. And so she's all horned up for B-phrase now, as you would be. And it turns out he has a tiny dick, and then she doesn't want to go out with him anymore. He's trying
he shows
to...
him, he's in a towel, and he opens up the towel, and there, she's like, oh, okay, never mind. And
yeah, sorry, I have a tiny, tiny blurb.
He's screaming, too. He's like, oh God, hell! No. Like,
oh, hell!
How small could his dick have been?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my God.
So he does the pager, and his next wish is he wants to be smart. He wants to be really smart. He wants to be able to talk good, and then he wants to be articulate. He wants to be witty. He wants to be sophisticated and charming. He wants to be popular. He wants to be really good looking, and he wants Allison to fall in love with him. And he wants a pretty sizable dick as well.
And he wants a better dick this
time. Because he knows to not say that he wants to be well endowed, but like he has like a novelty dick.
And he even said, nothing crazy.
Yeah.
No circus novelty penis. That's not what you're after. You want something that's like actually serviceable and that you can work with.
Notice, so now he's the greatest looking, right? But notice, James, that it's because he looks most like himself.
Yeah, he's...
He doesn't have the blonde hair. He doesn't have the red hair.
Blast from the past, them going out to the club when he goes out and, you know, dances
his
with
hair,
those two chicks.
His
and he's looking all cool.
Hair is gorgeous. It's just, you know, he's got like he's got a black shirt on. He's got a black suit jacket.
Yeah, he's
looking
doing
good.
Fine. So he charms the pants off of Allison here.
Yeah, of course. So he... I wonder why one of his wishes wasn't to be like McConnell from The Mummy, because he was like rugged but handsome, tough, but also like sensitive to Evie.
There's
like,
plenty,
you know,
of things he could have said.
Like
he
you felt
to do.
Safe in his arms, and then also like you knew he could fight a mummy.
That's
I like The Mummy a little bit too much.
I think
okay,
so, yeah.
So
it's not
he
very good.
He is a very this character is a very successful writer and just a very successful everything.
Oh yeah, art. He has art, and he's like
he's so smart,
cultured.
That he's so annoying, and he never shuts the fuck up.
But
she digs it. So they go back to the apartment, and it
yeah.
It turns out that he is a gay man.
He takes her into the bedroom, and there's a, you know, his partner is sleeping in the bed, and he's like, what the fuck are you doing? And
So I just was upset because I was like, he can be charming. I guess it doesn't matter.
No,
he can be
but
charming,
the,
sophisticated, and smart.
Yeah.
And
just happened to be he was gay. And then he's like, I'm not gay though. And he kisses her, and he's like, I'm gay.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, he's actually gay inside.
Nice to meet you.
And so this is what I don't get. Now he goes back.
Well, yeah,
because
he goes into the classroom where Elizabeth Hurley is a teacher.
Yeah, making all the kids horny.
Oh, did you know that that was her, that's her own outfit, like out of her closet? And I was like,
that's
of
not
course
surprising.
It is.
Yeah,
of course
it's
it is.
Like a,
it's fucking, it's like a schoolgirl outfit. I'm like, ugh, disgusting.
But,
I'm so upset right now.
But that the devil would put on to somebody. And she's standing up there and all, you know, like shaking her ass at the kids, and they're all just like staring at her.
Yeah.
And, anyway,
learning different languages is pointless.
What I don't get is, okay, the last two wishes he's had, he really enjoyed being the basketball player.
Yeah.
And Allison really wanted to fuck him, right?
Yeah.
Then he really enjoyed being the intellectual, and Allison really wanted to fuck him.
Yeah.
Why can't he have just said, rather than wish a whole new existence now, he liked both of those. Why can't he go basketball guy, but with a bigger dick, with a size appropriate dick, or intellectual guy, not gay?
I'd like to fuck Allison. Yeah,
what the fuck?
Yeah,
how easy is that?
Things.
End of movie. Done. Yeah. Happy. What are we doing? This is what drives me nuts when characters do shit just to prolong movies.
So he says,
fuck.
He says that he's been doing all of this for himself, and he can really be out there helping other people instead of, you know, doing selfish things like this. So his Next wish is he wants to be the president of the United States, and he wants Allison to respect him. So
yeah,
he's like, I want to do something. I want to do something that matters, and I want her to respect me as a person.
I'd like to do the most stressful thing in the history of the world. Like,
yeah, and usually you're not an eligible bachelor as the president. So
even if you were, you're busy. You'd be like, Jesus Christ, I don't know when I can go out, all right? Look, yeah, I fucking kind of
have things to do.
I got
so
a lot going on.
He is Abraham Lincoln, and he is on his way to the play, and he's like, no.
Yeah.
I've definitely already seen this play.
Yeah, he's trying
to
get out of it.
This scene is really funny, so it's not like it's a big deal.
It's quick, too. This is like 2 minutes.
You seem very tense this evening. Yes, I've had a lot on my mind. You know, preserving the union, and my wife says I'm crazy, and like,
says my wife's gone a little crazy, as you know.
No, yeah, I thought you said my wife's calling me crazy.
No, say she's got Mary Todd Lincoln was crazy. That was the whole. That's what everyone knows about it.
Oh, I thought that he said she was calling him crazy. I thought that was what the line was. I'm not saying that she didn't go crazy. I'm just saying that I thought he was like, my wife's calling me crazy.
No,
okay.
He said, you know, the union, my wife's going crazy. That's the things he knows about Lincoln.
Yeah.
Union, crazy wife. That's all he had.
The play starts. Everybody's like, the president is up there. And he's like going through all of his stuff, trying to find the pager ahead of time because he knows that he's going to get shot.
Yeah,
so then
like,
he finally gets it. And he goes, he's like, I got it, everybody. And then the guy, you know, John Wilkes Booth comes up to shoot him. He's like, just give me 1 second. And he dials 666 and he's like, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, he's like, all right.
Yeah, go ahead. So he goes back and he's at work, which it was weird because I'm like, was it a weekend before? I guess. So he's back and he's at work, and his boss was like, you're late. You know, your professional personable skills aren't very good. So I would watch it if I were you. And I was like, he shows up on time. He does his work. Like,
he's
a little
annoying.
Is he annoying?
So
sure. But he's a good worker. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, why are you fucking making him feel bad because he's awkward?
It's really very high school, this office.
Yeah.
Like, people like group up together. It's really weird. I've never seen an office like that before.
I've never understood that because I've always been like the person who likes like the rules of their job.
Yeah.
And they're like, I like to get there on time. I like to do this. I'm like, oh, they're doing what they're supposed to do. Like, how is that bad?
Oh my God. Was this a high school movie?
Like, I might have been.
Like,
well, I know
they
it's a
wanna,
remake.
I know it's
I
a remake,
know.
But I mean, when they remade it, it seems like they wanted to remake it as a high school movie.
Maybe.
Which would make sense in 2000 because like high school comedy,
yeah,
like American Pie and all that kind of shit. If you had like Elizabeth Hurley, like, you know, straddling some teenager, that would be, you know, that would be a good thing for at the time. So that's possible because it feels like then there at some point they were like, nah, fuck it. Make it an adult again.
Yeah.
Like the original, like, but so we'll keep the dialogue still.
She's in the computer and she called herself like, think of me like a computer virus. And I was like, okay, I will do nothing but think of you, Elizabeth Hurley. But anyway, so he says that he has 2 more wishes and she says that he has 1 more. Because she said that the Big Mac and Coke counts as one of the wishes. And he's like, that's not fair. Again, why would you assume that the devil was going to be fair? But
he's
that's
like,
fine.
I paid for it, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
He storms out of work and he goes to church. And he tells the pastor, one of the Murray brothers, he says that he sold his soul to the devil and he thinks he has 2 more wishes. And she says that he has 1 because she's included the Big Mac and Coke. And I don't think that's fair. Because he wants to talk to God.
Yeah.
And so he's trying to like, I don't think that's fair. Like he's like a little kid.
Yeah, Brian Doyle Murray kicks him out.
So he got Brian Doyle Murray gets him arrested because he sounds crazy. And he's like, she's trying to chip me for a Big Mac and Coke.
Yes.
So he gets arrested and he gets booked. And Elizabeth Hurley is the officer. She tells him, just come to terms with it. Make your last wish and, you know, be done with it type of thing. And Brendan Fraser is just in a cell with somebody and the guy says, you know, she's the devil, that one. So you kind of understand that this cellmate is probably God.
Lockdown Yoda.
Yeah. So
either one.
What are you in for? And Brendan Fraser says eternity because he sold his soul and he got nothing for it. And then the God character says, it doesn't matter because you can't sell your soul anyway. It doesn't belong to you in the first place. Your soul belongs to God, and the devil's going to try to confuse you. It's a game, and in the end, you're going to see who and what you are. So very introspective, very powerful, very, you know, gets Brendan Fraser to think.
But at one point here, Brendan Fraser cops an attitude with him.
Why?
at one point, he's like, blah, 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 and he turns around on him.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, okay, Brendan Fraser's had people fucking with him this entire movie. He's never said shit to anybody. He's never said boo to anybody that's fucked with him. He's taken all sorts of abuse. First guy he decides to be like, I'm going to fucking stand up for myself, is a black guy he meets in jail? I don't see that from Brendan Fraser. I feel like he'd be like, okay, sure, guy, all right, yeah, like, yeah. I'm afraid of you.
I think he was just upset because... You know, he just sold his soul. I didn't take it like a personal thing.
That's true.
I think he was more just upset because he literally just got done being yelled at by Elizabeth Hurley.
It was a great double bunk beds. They were the only two in it. It was big.
Like, I think that he was just more annoyed because nobody was going to believe him.
Yeah.
So, and then Elizabeth Hurley was just like, make your last wish and sell your soul, you dumbass. Well, and then, but nobody's going to believe him because that's why he's arrested in the first place. So
yeah,
I just kind of... Was it fair that he projected that frustration onto his cellmate? No, because you don't know. That guy is being really nice to you, Brendan, so just kind of keep your attitude down.
Well, either way, we've stayed in worse hotel rooms in San Francisco than that jail cell, so that's fucking depressing.
Have we?
Yeah, we've stayed in shittier hotel rooms that are smaller than that in San Francisco. Oh, you weren't there for the goddamn valet station one.
And they have a bathroom door.
Sure.
Ask James about his bathroom door. In hotels.
I don't want to talk. God, just make it a door. A fucking door.
One time it was a barnyard door and it was
one time.
No. I'm talking about this specific one. It was one of the first ones that it was where it was a sliding door. And James said that he was just going to go to the bathroom in a gas station in the middle of the night. And I said, okay, I think you're being silly. Just go to the bathroom in the bathroom. And he says, no, I might as well take a shit on the bed.
You might as well shit on the bed. The fucking door. It's not even a door that like slides out from in the wall and closes. It's a goddamn barn door that goes in front and doesn't like plop into a place or anything. So there's just open, an inch and a half of open space all around the door. It's not even a fucking door. It's not even a door. It's not a door. It's open. Anybody could look in and whatever you're doing, there's no smell closure. There's no a bathroom. Enclose it. Put a fan in there. I don't give a fuck about what it looks like. I get that you're, I love the look of that barn door. Great. Put it on your fucking closet where no one's shitting inside of it. You're not going to fucking smell it.
Or at least
what are we
hope,
talking about?
At least you hope nobody's shitting.
At least, yeah, if they do, you want to be aware of it so it should waft out. You don't want it to be closed in there. You open the door and go, oh, God, there's shit in there.
Somebody's shit in the closet.
But a bathroom, logistics first, and then worry about what kind of door looks best. But first, make sure the shit stays in there. That's what we're going to work on first. For fuck's sake. Might as well put a toilet between the two beds in the hotel room because it's the same thing. Same thing. Pointless otherwise. Just put it next to the TV.
This is a good show, everybody.
This has nothing to do with Bedazzled, but it's very near and dear to my heart.
Well, we
personally.
Can do the Jazzy John Bajula John.
Jazzy John Bajula John.
Okay.
Okay.
So he's out of prison and he walks to the weird dance club in the middle of the day and the door opens automatically because it's the devil's club. And he says that he doesn't want another wish. So he's being defiant about it. He's like, I don't want another wish. I just don't want to do it.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to know, I was like, couldn't he have wished, I wish that I didn't have to make another wish, or I wish I never signed that contract, or like, I wish that I never signed that contract and Allison was in love with me.
I wish we went back in time 2 weeks.
Yeah.
None of this would have happened before I knew you. Yeah. Or get it right, asshole.
Yeah.
Fucking get a wish down. Because even when he talks to God in jail there, even God's like, soul's not real. Like, the soul has no consequence in this fucking thing. Like, in the jail, he should have been like, don't sell your soul, man. That's everything.
Yeah.
Like, put some emphasis on. Otherwise, I don't know why Brendan Fraser wouldn't just be like, all right, fuck it. Last wish, $5 billion in cash and a fucking, I don't care, whatever.
Yeah.
There you go. Start there and move on. I bet you can get Allison to go out with you if you have
$5 billion. Yeah.
To start.
So he says that wishing and magic doesn't work. It's not that important how far we go in life. It's what we do to get through it that matters. So he's, you know, staying strong. He's not going to do it. He's not going to make a wish. And so she says that she's going to slip into something more terrifying, and I love that her more terrifying outfit is a skimpy leopard print bikini that she looks phenomenal in.
At first, she's
like
a monster with horns, and then she turns into her in a skimpy outfit, which is.
And I was like, ugh, and she's just looking her hair's, I was like, damn.
And she's like giant too. Yeah. Or yeah, the boob was, her, so, one of her boobs was bigger than Brendan Fraser.
His last wish is that he wants Allison to have a happy life. She rolls her eyes and she wakes up, you know, he wakes up and he sees her. She's meeting with a couple of lawyers. And she says that, you know, nobody ever reads the contract. So, yeah, of course, because you tell them not to read it at the beginning.
It's like as thick as a box of cereal,
yeah,
too.
And
it's
she,
a thick
she's
one.
Like, don't worry about it. It's just basic boilerplate, like, you know, whatever. So don't yeah. don't read it. But selfless wishes are a deal breaker. So his contract is voided and he gets to keep his soul. He asks why she's being so nice. And she says that the whole good and evil thing, it's all about you. There's good and evil everywhere, and you make the choice.
Yeah. She reveals that, like, it's almost like they're God and the devil are, like, two departments in the same company is what she's yeah. saying. Like, you know, well, they do research and development, and we're in the sales. And it's yeah. like, what the yep. fuck are we talking about?
So he says that, you know, well, you've been my best friend ever, and you know, whatever. So he leaves and we're back at the company where Brendan Fraser has more confidence to go up and talk to Allison. So he
makes a pretty good play at her this time, I thought.
He looked very casual. He had his denim confident. Jacket on. He walked up and he was like holding on to the backpack and he's like, hey, Allison, what's going on? Like, yeah. you know, she's like, oh, you're that guy.
Yeah.
And,
he's
and
like, yeah, we've spoken a couple
yeah,
of times.
Yeah. So he says, you know, I don't know why he wanted to ask her out in the first place, because wouldn't you just only remember like what a jerk she was to you in every single fantasy that you
yeah,
had?
Yeah, right. She's got
she broke up with you.
Cheated on him repeatedly, broken up
you,
with him, called him names.
Said that you had a tiny dick.
Yeah, it's really not gone well so far. You'd
went
have
to
a
take you to a play to get shot, like
PTSD with this
yeah.
chick. Yeah.
So I don't know how you would look at her without thinking of that, but that's fine. And so he asks her out. He's like, I'd like to get to know you because I see you all the time and I really think that you're very beautiful and I'd like to take you out to coffee.
You seem like an interesting person.
That's lovely
that's
to say.
I thought that was a good line.
Yeah, Brendan Fraser is...
He's like, you seem like an interesting person. I thought maybe if we got to know each other, maybe we'd get along. I don't
yeah.
know. I like,
that's
not
a great
weird.
Line with ladies.
Well, it doesn't sound weird
yeah,
or
exactly.
like, you
doesn't
know...
sound weird and predatory.
I've been looking at your butt
yeah.
every time you walk
I
away from me.
I think you're really beautiful.
I think you're really gorgeous. And I dream about what you smell like. It's no one wants to hear that.
I dream about it.
I dream about sniffing your hair
so,
in the middle of the night.
Turns out she's seeing somebody, but when they snuck into her apartment, her journal said that she was looking for a sensitive man.
Yeah, but in this alternate, the universe has changed every time he makes a wish.
Oh,
but
of course.
He okay. says, she says she's seeing someone, sorry, and he's like, he even plays it cool. He's like, oh,
yeah.
that's cool, you know,
and
if
he's
it doesn't
like,
work
oh,
out.
Okay, like, whatever. And, you know, that's supposed to be like the biggest, like, anticlimactic, like,
yeah.
anything. Like, all of this built up, and he finally gets the courage to ask her out, and she's seeing somebody, so.
But she even seems like, oh, wow, like, it's
that's really nice, thank you.
She's this short of saying, I wish I wasn't seeing somebody.
Yeah,
like you could
he
tell.
Says
like,
if you ever change your mind or if anything
yeah,
happens,
she's like,
and she's
oh.
like, oh, well, that's really nice. Like,
yeah.
Because it is. It is really
again,
nice non-aggressive. To not be a creepy weirdo.
Yeah, she's like, oh, my bad. Yeah, I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable.
And then he goes back into the office, and these coworkers are being very mean to him. Like, they're like making fun of him and walking up to him.
Oh, it's turned into straight high school cafeteria
and he,
bullying.
He like grabs them by the. So he's acting like they've been bullying him this whole time,
yeah.
but really he's kind of been bullying.
He's
them.
Been annoying them.
And,
yeah.
Like, but like, oh, you're 5 minutes late again.
They
and
just
like,
avoid him usually.
And, yeah, so they're just kind of avoiding him. But he grabs them by like the collar and he's like, nice talking to you, Bob. And it was like, wow, this was wild that you did that.
This weird switch in the office that he just
yeah.
threw there. That's a
and then
one.
They're acting like, oh, yeah, you're right. We have been super mean to you. But no, like. He's been mean, too.
Now he's an aggressive asshole.
Yeah.
Now he's not just an asshole. Now he's, like, physically aggressive, too.
He's riding away on his bike up a hill, not even sweating.
Huge hill, by the way. And he's, like...
Giant hill.
He looks like he's, you know, Judy Garland riding away. This is my second Wizard of Oz reference here this episode.
You.
But he looks like she's just casually riding away with Toto in the fucking basket. Like,
yeah.
it's that. But
so
he's up a huge hill.
He's up this huge hill.
Yeah, it's crazy.
He's up this huge hill, and he finally gets to... his apartment, and he sees like people moving boxes out, and he's like, "Oh, excuse me," like asking what's going on. People are moving
obviously
in.
Obviously, someone's moving
yeah.
in, dipshit.
So, it's the new neighbor, and she is Allison, but with brown hair.
It's the same actress,
and, yeah,
right?
It's the same actress,
okay.
and but her name is Nicole.
Thank fuck that.
And she's
that messed
brunette,
me up.
Of course, because the person you could least expect to be in love with is always got brown hair and is always, you know, right under your nose, but you've always been lusting after the blonde ladies.
But it's not like he ignored her the whole time. He
no.
just met her.
But it never occurred to him after he's been looking at Elizabeth Hurley that a brunette might be a good option for him.
Well, I think
he is going after the blonde.
I guess, but I don't know what he saw. And then anyway, so he ends up like, he even asked her, do you have a sister?
Yeah. So they end up going out together. They're walking away. They're walking through a park, in San Francisco. We see a chess game with Elizabeth Hurley and God. And then the end scene is like the little blurbs where it says Brendan Fraser drinks from the carton and Nicole hogs the covers.
That's where they tried to tie it together. But it didn't make sense. It didn't tie together at all. That thing at the end.
Yes,
made no
it
sense.
Did. It was perfect, and you loved it.
No.
That's it. It's over. It's done.
Oh, thank God.
We did it.
Jesus Christ.
The only place that we can go from here, James, is to the Heigl-meter.
Straight to hell. And then, first, though,
make
we're going to stop
at
off.
At the Heigl-meter.
At the Heigl-meter.
The Heigl-meter is our unit of measurement, the way that we rate our movies on a scale of one Heigl to five Heigls. Five Heigls being the worst movie, most punishing, just awful, awful, awful.
Yeah.
One Heigl, not that bad. James, since we did Down With Love last week, or the last time that we convened, I will let you go first this week.
Okay, this was an easy one for me to Heigl, to Heigl up. I give this one 666 Heigls.
Oh!
Obviously, for the devil implications of the... By the way, she had... Elizabeth Hurley had a 666 tramp stamp, which I thought was fucking pretty funny.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give it 666 Heigls. It sucks bad. It's one of those movies where if they took it a little more seriously or a little less seriously, it could have been good. But they played some shitty middle ground where they're like, we'll make it sort of an adult, but he's sort of a kid, but it's sort of this and it's sort of that. And it ends up being nothing. And they just said, well, we'll put Elizabeth Hurley in tight clothes a lot. That'll make good trailers, right?
Yeah.
People will watch this fucking pile of shit.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much what it is. So 666 Heigls. It's not. It's one of those movies where you'll remember it being more fun than it is. And you're watching, you go, I used to watch this on TBS. This sucks. That's it there. What about you? What do you got?
That's pretty easy. It's negative 5 million Heigls.
Oh, you love
it's
this.
It's negative 5 million. I love this movie.
Loves it.
It's got Brendan Fraser. It's got Elizabeth Hurley. It's got, I love Orlando Jones. Mike.
He's underrated in this, by the way.
Yeah, he is really, really funny.
Mike from Reno 911. I hate to keep calling him that because he's in a lot of things.
I know
really
he
good.
Has a name, but I remember him most as Mike from Reno 911.
Him and Orlando Jones in every scenario that they're
steal
in.
The show.
They're fucking funny, man.
Yeah.
They're really good. Orlando Jones, I don't know where the hell he's been, but I haven't seen him lately.
No.
But fuck, is he funny? He's really good.
Yeah,
guy's good.
He was
man.
Really great.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's written by Harold Ramis. It's got Bill Murray's brother in it.
How?
It's an amazing movie. Just for you, got to go out there and you got to give it 110%.
Think about this: Harold Ramis made Groundhog Day, and then less than 10 years later, this is how far he'd fallen. What the fuck is going on?
No. He was just enchanted by Elizabeth Hurley. Which, can you blame
that?
Him?
Could have been it. Maybe he could
he
have
was
just
like,
been like,
I have to write a movie that has her in it.
Scantily clad.
Must. I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to write a movie with her in
Might
it.
Might as well.
And Brendan Fraser. And Kevin Costner.
The cause, yeah.
And Alicia Silverstone.
Just everybody, all stars.
Yeah.
And then Dolly Parton. And it's perfect.
Yes.
And it's a perfect movie.
This is our new movie. Okay. So thank you so much for joining us this week for Bedazzled. If you enjoyed this telling of the movie, if you enjoy any of our tellings of our movies, please follow us on social media and write at us. It's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.com/YouGotHeigled, YouGotHeigled. We do bonus episodes every other week on Patreon. That's patreon.com/YouGotHeigled. Same spelling. We do bonus episodes with 90 Day Fiancé, Plotsy. We talk Below Deck, Make Your Own Rom-Com. This week we will play Plotsy. And
yes, Plotsy.
If you like this show, please rate and review on Apple Podcasts. 5 stars if you liked it. If you don't like it, just don't worry about it. It's not a big deal.
If you've listened to now, you like it. So give us 5 stars. You would turn it off
problem.
If you didn't like it by now, by the end of the thing. You're listening to the credits, for fuck's sake.
Yeah. We have merch. We have some new I'm Abroad shirts. They're at HeiglYourself.com. Nope. Not .com. HeiglYourself.threadless.com.
There we go.
HeiglYourself. music.threadless.com. If you want to hear more from me, I do a Complaints Monday on Instagram. It's at instagram.com/SarahHisFunny, SarahHisFunny. I do Complaint Mondays and, I don't know.
Books.
I have my books.
Books,
yeah.
Damn it. They're good.
I wrote two books and they are on Amazon. It's mostly my complaints about everything, mostly food, and how you can swindle me out of my life savings with cookies.
With cookies.
Or that I think that we should create a better class of Santa by having it be Notorious RBG. But yeah, those are on Amazon. Those are called Small Potatoes, Mouthwatering Musings of a Misanthrope, or Lovable Beef Leftover Beef
there you go.
From a Lovable Curmudgeon. I'm doing fine. My mental acuity is great.
You're fine.
James,
how
can people talk to you?
You can find me at Jimmy P is Funny on social media, or you can just listen every Tuesday to Crime and Sports or every Thursday to Small Town Murder and hear more bullshit. There you go. Thank you guys so much.
Yes, thank you. And James, I actually have a couple of names
to read.
Thank
you.
Yay. Yes, of course we
I love
have
this.
Some.
Thank you. Awesome.
We have Paige Salter, Jess, Michael Duarte, J.W. May, Sydney Steele, Austin Presbuluski.
Hey, Presbo.
Yeah. Holly B.
I hope you watch The Wire so you know.
Aaron Benji, like Benji the dog. G's is what the name says on there.
All right. Well, thank you, shit.
Like Ben G's.
Ben G's, man.
G's, man. Yvette, Nathan Foster, Lizzie Duncan, Mikey Giovanni Garcia,
hey.
Don Peterson, Zachary Dixon, and Ashley Hake, I think, and also Ashley Viodudi.
Ah, well, thank you so much,
so
everybody.
Thank you guys
so
cool. much for joining us this week and
we will
any
make
week.
Plotsy extra funny for you. Don't worry.
Well, it's going to be funny because James is going to put violence in there where it doesn't belong.
It belongs.
It does not.
It's a matter of opinion, but it's just a matter of opinion if it belongs or not.
There are plenty of things in this world that I wish for you, but today it's I wish that you would go heigle yourselves.
Go heigle yourselves, everybody.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.